The Great Railway Bazaar by Paul Theroux.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The 1530, London to Paris. Ever since childhood, when I lived within earshot of the Boston and Maine, I have seldom heard a train go by and not wished I was on it. Those whistles sing bewitchment. Railways are irresistible bazaars, snaking along perfectly level no matter what the landscape, improving your mood with speed and never upsetting your drink. The train can reassure you in awful places. A far cry from the anxious sweats of doom airplanes inspire, or the nauseating gas sickness of the long-distance bus, or the paralysis that afflicts the car passenger. If a train is large and comfortable, you don't even need a destination. A corner seat is enough. And you can be one of those travellers who stay in motion, straddling the tracks, and never arrive or feel they ought to. Like that lucky man who lives on Italian railways, because he is retired and has a free pass. Better to go first class than to arrive. Or as the English novelist Michael Frayn once rephrased McLuhan, the journey is the goal. But I had chosen Asia, and when I remembered it was half a world away, I was only glad. Then Asia was out of the window, and I was carried through it on a...